You're listening to Classical Music on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Matt Jackford, here with the Fa Tu Duo, and that's spelled F-A with a number 2, but their last name is Fa Tu. We have Christian and Victoria. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you for having us.
So, Christian, this duo, you play violin, correct?
Yes. This is a violin and piano duo. We're a husband and wife family of musicians. We also have this duo since we got married, correct?
Yes. Actually, since before we got married. That probably was the first thing we ever did together, so.
Really? And you play piano, correct?
Correct, yes.
And so how did you all meet?
I arrived to the United States in 2008, and Christian was already here in school for 2 years by then. And we met in school. We started with actually musical collaboration, and this is how it all started.
And where are you all from originally?
I am from Moscow, Russia.
And then from Bucharest, Romania.
Great. And what sorts of different repertoire have you all played in the past and continue to play?
We actually went through quite a variety of classical music repertoire. We also quite a big fans of playing Romanian folk music.
Or other folk music.
Yeah,
tell us more about the folk music, the Romanian folk music influence.
Coming here to United States, I guess I got homesick at some point and probably got more attracted of playing that music than I was when I was living back there. And in 2010, actually, we recorded a CD called New Beginnings, which I believe you're going to play some excerpts from together with the interview. We just try to explore a variety of genres.
Yeah, and usually, you know, a public generally absolutely loves this kind of spiciness in the concert because it creates a little bit of quite a cute variety to our programs. So,
what sorts of Romanian folk? Do you play Bartok, a lot of Bartok? Or?
Oh, it gets much more folky than that, right?
Even more.
Yeah. Bartok was one of the first ethnomusicologists which gathered folk songs from the villages in Transylvania and other parts of Romania and Hungary and even in Africa. And he did put down on music a number of very good pieces, such as Bartok Romanian dances and others.
Basically, we will self-arrange it. So we listen to the folk music and we self-arrange it for violin and piano. So that's how it happens. That's why we like folk music so much, because it always creates the personal touch to it.
Gotcha. So you hear these songs and then you arrange it yourselves for...
Sort of. I don't even write it down. He knows. He always says, write it down. I said, I don't need it.
You don't need to write it down. So you just play it from memory most of the time?
Something like that.
Yeah. And... sometimes, how do you compose things together? Do you, or does one person bring it to the other, or do you all sort of create it together spontaneously?
When it gets to Romanian folk music, usually Christian plays the song for me, how it sounds, and I just come up with how to, create an accompaniment for that, and then we rehearse it together.
Are you doing any of these sort of arrangements on this upcoming recital? Tell us about that.
Oh, well, that probably would be kind of a little surprise at the end of the concert. That's how it usually gets presented. Like, after the program is over and public is all excited, we make a little surprise and play a couple of more, pieces, which are Romanian arrangements.
Great. And can you tell us when and where this recital is coming up?
Sure. There will be two recitals, actually. First one will be Sunday at 7:30 at the... West Virginia State University Davis
Fine Art Theater, and that's April 26.
April 26.
Yes. And then the following day, Monday, April 27, we will be in Morgantown at WVU at Bloch Concert Hall, and the recital will be starting at 8:15 p.m.
Okay, great, yeah. Let's talk about a couple of these pieces that are on here, and you brought in some samples as well. You have Debussy's Isle of Joy.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, it's one of my most favorite piano pieces, and it was inspired by the painting. And literally, I think it's one of the most colorful and amazing pieces Debussy ever wrote. It has reflects a lot of emotions of mine. And ever since I was a very young student back in Moscow, I knew that this is going to be one of the most valuable for me pieces and parts of my piano repertoire. So I'm very happy to be presenting this piece on the recital.
Let's take a listen to Claude Debussy's Isle of Joy, performed by Victoria Fatu.
Thank you.
Claude Debussy's Isle of Joy, performed by Victoria Fatou. We're here with the Fatou duo, and let's talk about another piece that's on here, Maurice Ravel's Rhapsody Tzigane. Tell us about that.
I think I can say that it's one of the staples of violin pieces.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yes, it's being played all over the world in recitals as a virtuosity piece, and it's also a favorite of mine.
Oh, mine too.
Yes, it starts with a big solo introduction for about 2 pages, and then the piano comes in, and it's very evocative, and it expresses the world of Bohemian gypsies in France and throughout the Europe in the beginning of the 20th century.
And what sort of harmonies is it? Is it a lot of impressionistic harmonies with, you know, sevenths and ninths and things?
Definitely. It has a lot of dissonance in it, yet so many beautiful harmonies at the same time. This piece is like a combination of different styles, and I think it's one of the most brilliant things Maurice Ravel ever wrote. I think it's my personal violin and piano piece.
Your favorite?
Yes.
Yeah? Wow. Let's listen to Maurice Ravel's Tzigane Concert Rhapsody, performed by the Fatou duo.
Thank you.
Maurice Ravel's Tsigan Concert Rhapsody, performed by the Fatu Duo. I'm here with Christian and Victoria Fatu. Let's see here. Let's talk about the Chopin Nocturne.
Yeah, C sharp minor Nocturne has a very personal history with me. I haven't played it for about 10 years at all. And I had a very personal story happened 10 years ago, a big personal loss that happened with me. And the person who I lost, it was his favorite piece. And I haven't touched this piece for 10 years, yet I still thought that it was one of the most beautiful, personal, full of pain musical works ever written. This year I just decided that I cannot hold myself off it any longer, and I am thrilled, nervous a bit, and very excited to come back to it and present it on this recital.
So there's pieces that are solo piano on this recital, and you have pieces that are violin and piano. Is there any that are solo violin?
So this recital is as usual pattern that we have. The half recital is my solo, and then the second half is we play together.
And Christian comes out.
Yes.
And joins you in concert.
Yeah, she has to play for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's the full recital always.
Well, yeah. That's great. I want to come check it out April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Davis Fine Arts Theater at West Virginia State University. And then the next day, it's at West Virginia University in Block Hall at 8:15 p.m. on April 27th.
That's correct.
Correct.
Thank you, Christian and Victoria Fatu, part of the Fatu Duo, for coming on our show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for the invitation. Looking forward to see you all at the recitals.